3:39 here at News Radio 830 WCCO. Light showers around the Twin Cities area. We'll keep an eye on that. And a number of the rivers around the area, we have flood warnings, so be aware of that. You can check it out at WCCO.com. It poured this morning up at my house, and it's dried out for now. But once again, the river is very high indeed. It's my pleasure to introduce a gentleman by the name of Bob Peters. He has a book, A Dive Too Deep, Surviving in Spite of My Disability, Thriving Because of My Disability. Bob, it's a pleasure to visit with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Bob, let's talk about, first of all, the circumstances. Almost 50 years ago, you were severely injured in a diving accident.
That's correct, 50 years ago, next month.
What happened?
Well, I was playing with my nephews and nieces in the water up in a lake in northern Wisconsin, and I dove into the water trying to make a great big splash. However, my great big splash didn't really become a splash. I hit the bottom of the lake and crushed my spinal cord, C4 and 5. The vertebrae were crushed, instantly paralyzing me. That was almost 50 years ago.
And the prognosis at the time was not good. The news you received was, I'm sure, hard to fathom.
Well, yeah. In fact, I really didn't understand it. When we went to the Methodist Hospital, and after a few days of intensive care, the neurosurgeon and I, we all talked. And I asked him what the prognosis was, and he said that I would probably never get out of bed. If I did, I would never walk, and I would probably never reach the age of 40. Now, that prognosis really is, it sucks. It's yeah. Pretty bad. But really, in all reality, I heard it, but it really didn't make a big dent in my mind, because bad news like that really didn't sink in. So my wife knew it, but I really didn't feel it that bad. And for 2 months in intensive care, I was kept pretty well drugged up and didn't really much care. It wasn't until later that I went to Sister Kinney Institute that I found out that I really would have a chance.
Bob Peters joining us, book, A Dive Too Deep, Surviving in Spite of My Disability, Thriving Because of My Disability.
You've got to think about it, too. When the doctor gave me that prognosis about I would never get out of bed, I'd never walk, almost simultaneously, I happened to talk to my wife and had her bring my boss down from Control Data, John Jensen. And I told John, I said, I don't think I'm going to make it back to work in time for bowling. I was worried about bowling.
Sure.
And he said, and I told him that what the prognosis was. And he says, well, it doesn't matter. He says, as long as you can hold a pencil, you've got a job. And that was the driving force after all that time in the rehab and intensive care and rehabilitation. 14 months later, I went back to work.
Wow.
I could hold a pencil, and I went back to work.
Well, and you defied the odds as well. You were 24 at the time of the injury, and doctors said, well, you know, it's tough, quadriplegic, tough to survive much past 40. You've been at it for 50 years now, Bob.
Yeah, I went a little past 40.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, too, now, my wife and I were just married 10 months when that happened. So the prognosis for her and I was not at all good.
What's been the greatest challenge for you over the years, 50 years since this injury next month? What has been the biggest challenge for you, Bob?
A challenge is every day just trying to stay up, the attitude. But I've got so much help behind me. You know, when I went back to work, I could hold a pencil. The people around me were supportive. They weren't condescending. They were not condescending, and that's what I needed. My attitude, I think, had a lot to do with it. I'm actually a fairly good-natured guy. I get along with most everybody. I'm very wide open. I appreciate people who are curious enough to ask me what's going on, how it happened, what happened. And the biggest challenge, I guess, is just making myself get up and do it. But with all the support from family, from friends, from coworkers, and from people I work with, the challenges are just, I don't know, I don't seem to think that there are big challenges. I've got so much support that it just comes naturally to do good.
Bob, over the years, there have been a lot of research and a lot of money spent on trying to find cures and remedies for spinal cord injuries. After 50 years, do you believe we're closer to finding some sort of answer, some sort of cure or remedy?
I don't know if there's ever going to be a cure. From what I've been told, there is some future in stem cell research. That's a good possibility. There are a lot of different things being done, such at Courage Center. There's the ABLE program that is helping a lot of people. I don't know if there'll ever be a cure until we start getting it after stem cell research. The problem is there aren't too many people with spinal cord injury in the country that survive. And with that few people, there's not a whole lot of research that takes place.
Right. Bob, why did you decide to do a book? You've been living with this for all these years and all the ups and downs and the support. Why now the book?
I don't really know. I really don't know. But I talked to a coworker from Seagate. She happened to be a part-time screenwriter, and we talked at length about what we've done and what we've accomplished. And she says, "You really should write a book." And she says, "Actually, she says you need to write a book." Now, I was a technical writer at Seagate, so I had some writing background, albeit technical. But I started writing, and I found it kind of fun and interesting to go back and think about what had happened and write it down. And from there it started. But that was about 14 years ago. I started, I stopped, I started, and I stopped. And my screenwriter friend just kept on telling me, if you don't feel like writing, don't write. But about 3 or 4 years ago, voice recognition came into my picture. And that was a saving grace for me to finish the book. That's how it started, and that's where it came out. A Dive Too Deep. We published it last October through Beaver's Pond Press in Edina.
Bob, you must, after 50 years of dealing with a devastating injury, a life-changing event, something that came out of nowhere, people get that news every day. What would your advice be to people that are dealing with something like this? They get that news. Maybe a family member, maybe they suffered a devastating injury or got bad health news.
Don't know that I can give advice on it. It's an individualistic thing. It depends on family support, friend support, their basic attitude. Sometimes some people have a morning where they burn their toast and the rest of their day is shot. Some people have a hangnail in the morning and the rest of their day is shot. But advice, I don't know that I can give any advice. It's an individualistic thing, Steve.
Well, Bob, quite a story. And 50 years since your injury. Congrats on the book. It's been a pleasure to visit with you. How do people find the book, Bob?
Oh, I have just blown away by the comments I'm getting. people say there's sadness, there's laughter, there's tears, there's inspiration. People are just absolutely, I'm just blown away by some of the comments. I just never expected to be that well received. I'm just so happy with the way it's been received.
Yeah, good. And is there a website, Bob, before we let you go?
I have my website. It's www.adivetodeep.com. And I also, if somebody's interested, they can contact me directly with my email, which is rpeters540@aol.com.
Outstanding, Bob. Thanks so much for the time today. Take care.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.
There he is, Bob Peters, book A Dive Too Deep. Quite a story. 10 minutes now in front of 4 here at CCL.